You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by Tessa Dillon from the band Mystery Waitress, all the way up in Pornicky. How are we doing today, Tessa?
Hi there, I'm doing good.
Very glad to hear, very glad to hear. You got a very cool, like, stripy shirt with what looks like, is it a frilled collar? Is that what you call it?
Yes. Well, to tell the truth, I'm actually still in my pyjamas, so this collar is a pyjama collar.
Nice. That's old-timey. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes. It's an old-timey number.
I recently got some old-timey, like, kind of... It feels like they're kind of going for a silk vibe, but there was, like, way too thick of a fabric. I recently bought some, like, good pyjamas from an op shop in Milton, which was great.
I love op shops. This is from an op shop, too. Actually, everything I wear is usually from an op shop.
Yeah, man, it's great. It's a good time. Yeah. We're here to talk about the new album, Bright Black Night, which I really like the name because it reminds me of... Eyes Wide Shut, just the name, the film, Eyes Wide Shut.
Contradictory.
Very contradictory, and it just rolls off the tongue really well, you know?
That's good, thank you.
Yeah. My first question to you, where does a mystery waitress work?
A mystery waitress can be found anywhere, any hospitality location.
She's not just working at the mystery cafe / mystery.
No, I think the idea of, in my mind anyway, of a mystery waitress is... you go out and I'm not necessarily saying this is me, but you go out and you, there's a cute waitress and you're like, oh my God, who is she? And you never quite connect because there's that work customer
relationship
already in place. Yeah. Like you don't actually know who they are.
Yeah. A cheeky hospo crush.
That's it.
Yeah. It's that kind of vibe reminds me of the Riot Girl song "Bus Crush." If you've heard that before,
oh my God, I haven't.
It's about being on the bus and then finding someone who's you got a crush on the bus.
I love that.
It's a good vibe.
I'm a big crusher, so I've definitely had bus crushes.
I think we all have at one point in time. The cover of the new record features someone in a veil, and then there's a few pairs of hands that are kind of tearing at the veil, and one hand is covering the person's face. Whose hands and whose face is on the cover?
Well, that's actually me.
What?
Real? I know, mysterious. yeah, it's me, and... when my hair was a little longer and blonder, but it was taken, and the other hand belongs to my best friend Jojo, who is currently on the other side of the world. But when she was here, we went out to Red Rocks, if you are familiar with that area in Wellington.
Can't say I am.
It's just, I feel like everyone goes there to take music videos and band photos and things because it's such a stark area, which is actually really close to the city. Just huge cliffs right above the ocean, and not that you can tell at all in this photo because it was taken at night and the flash is just illuminating hands in the face and things, but we took a bunch of photos there, and this was the favorite. We had like props like the veil, and we were throwing necklaces up into the air and trying to get the flash to catch them, and this was the best one, we thought, and it just, I like the mystery of there being three hands, and you can't quite tell which ones belong to who.
No, and you can't quite see the face very well either. There's a lot of mystery. It's a very mysterious photo.
Yeah.
another mystery I'm curious about is that the album is titled Bright Black Night. Was it named after a certain eventful evening?
Oh, no, it wasn't named after a certain evening. I think I came up with this as a concept album all the way back in 2016. So I've been stewing on this idea for years, and like two of the songs were written back then as well. So Bright Black Night, the title track, and Mountain, which is the third track on the album, they were both written in 2016, and this was just a kind of concept album. The title doesn't relate to a certain night at all, it just is a feeling more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think the press release kit has a really good description of this feeling and how it translates sonically. This says that the band crafts a dynamic sound that transitions seamlessly from melancholic to fervent and from gentle to abrasive alternative rock. Within the upcoming album Bright Black Night, a distinctive and captivating middle ground is discovered between these two modes. What track / tracks do you think highlight this characterization the most on Bright Black Night?
Well,
very wordy.
it's good. Good description. I think if I was to choose to, we've got a little part one and part two thing happening in the album. So it's
you do split hospital into, and right? Tiger.
That's it. Yeah, hospital part one, hospital, and then part two is Tiger, and that was just one song. So it was about a 6-minute length song, and we decided to split it up into two, and they are very distinct sounds in each half, but it's the same chord structure. And so it was one song at the start, but Hospital is very swayy and slow. It starts off slow. It actually was starting as more of a poem that I was writing, and then Tiger gets a disco drum beat coming into it and gets a bit more rocky as well. So I think that's a good example of the variety in sound that you were mentioning.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, thank you very much. This is something that I noticed that was that really caught my attention. Previously, your band was bassless on recording. You had no bassist, which I was very curious about. What was the philosophy behind that? Because the band now has a bassist, Xanth Rooks.
Xanthi's actually living down in Dunedin, so...
They are. Great.
Yeah.
But what was the no bass deal? I'm curious.
It wasn't even a decision, really. It was just I had never started up a band before, and I didn't know that many musicians when I was starting it up. And so I just was kind of seeing who came my way and being quite picky about who I wanted in the band. And I just didn't really find the right bassist for a while that I thought was the right person and the right sound for the music I was making. But then we were playing live without a bass for many shows, and everyone was saying, get a bass player. You'll sound so much more like, you'll have so much more depth and structure, and they were totally right.
Yeah.
It was fine without a bass player, but I think having one is like, having Xanthi on the bass has just brought a whole new level to the music, and she's great.
Do you reckon you'd do like a series of records where you just go without one instrument, so one without guitar, one without drums?
That's an idea. Okay. Instrumental track, no voice.
Totally. I'm curious, do you have any upcoming tour dates you'd like to share for the new record?
We're in the process of booking a tour right now, but I don't have any solid dates to share with you. We do have grand plans, though, to come down to the South Island and do Dunedin, Christchurch, but no solid dates as of yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I'm very excited to come and watch this the madness unfold on stage. With the bass this time. The bass.
Yeah, we'll have a bass. I'll see you there.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you very much for coming on the show this morning, Tessa.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. That was Tessa Dillon from Mystery Waitress talking about the new album Bright Black Night, which you can find all over the internet, in particular on streaming platforms. We're going to play a song here, Console, from Mystery Waitress, because I think this is some gamer representation, which I'm always a big fan of. So it's 10:38 here on The Breakfast Program on Radio 1. We're going Mystery Waitress, Console. I'll see you all very soon for some news at In The Loop. Ka kite.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.